News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Overcast and 8 degrees. Good evening. I'm Zach Hagenbusher, WSAU News. The Canadian National Railway Company has reached a deal to avert a strike by conductors and yard workers after the Conservative Canadian government said it would use back-to-work legislation to keep the country's biggest railway operating. The Teamsters Canada Rail Conference gave notice early today that it intended to strike as soon as Saturday after members voted against a tentative agreement with CN. A new three-year agreement is a modification of a tentative pact reached in October. A work stoppage by about 3,000 conductors, train, and yard workers would have disrupted a vast cross-country network that ships goods ranging from lumber to crude oil to grains and automobiles. Democratic candidate for Governor Mary Burke says Wisconsin should get behind efforts to increase the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour, although Governor Scott Walker is criticizing her support as an attempt to compensate for not introducing a jobs plan yet.
That's what happens when you don't have a jobs plan. You pretend to have one by pointing to something like that. We have a jobs plan. We've been implementing it. We'll continue to implement it.
Burke on Wednesday accused Walker of showing that he's just trying to change the subject to distract from his record on job creation.
It's what I would expect from a career politician, to take the emphasis off of what the actual issue is.
Burke says she will have a jobs plan out later this year, but wanted to weigh in now on the national debate about the minimum wage that is currently going on. With the Sochi Olympics just days away, former presidential nominee Mitt Romney spoke exclusively to Fox News about his concerns for the Winter Games.
I do believe the Games will be safe, particularly in the hardened areas where there are very substantial security personnel. But without question, this Olympics is under a level of threat we haven't seen for some time.
You could call it white gold. Ships brought 50,000 tons of much-needed road salt to Wisconsin today to help drivers avoid sliding off snow-covered highways. In Milwaukee, crews used 62,000 tons of road salt this winter, and that was before the city's two latest storms on Saturday and today. Weather is brought to you by the Lily's Assisted Living Homes in Schofield or Marathon City. Assisted living in Marathon. Call 715-355-6586. Your Newsline 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. A wind chill advisory will be in effect after midnight through Thursday morning for most of the listening area, for wind chills as low as 20 below to 25 below zero. Tonight, mostly cloudy and very cold with a low of 8 below. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and frigid with a high of 6 degrees. Tomorrow night, mainly clear and a bitter cold with a low of 13 below zero. I'm Zach Hagenbusher on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.